There's this story that came out yesterday from Derby about Paul Collingwood, which is a out of left field, if you like, an audacious inquiry from them, a 28-day inquiry. How does that thing work, the 28-day rule?
What happens is that people who are out of contract at the end of a season, unless they actually get offered a contract mid-season by their home club, if you like, then they are sort of vulnerable to approaches. Collie is still very much in a state of deliberation whether A, he wants to play any cricket, and B, to what amount he wants to commit himself. And I spoke to him about a week ago, and we weren't talking if, it was just a question of the length of commitment to Durham. So Derbyshire, as you say, put in an audacious 28, but that's good luck to them. They saw an opportunity. He's still centrally contracted to the ECB until September, and then hopefully the commitment will be with Durham, and I think it will be.
I was told yesterday he still has a year to run on his contract here. Is that not right?
I'm not sure. I really don't. As far as I know he's centrally contracted, so I'm not quite sure of that situation.
And his agent, Neil Fairbrother, said to me yesterday, as far as he's concerned, Paul Collingwood is very much a Durham man, and he repeated that to me a number of times, which gives an indication from his point of view that they wouldn't look at this situation. But I do understand Durham are giving him permission to talk to Derby.
Well, I'm not sure. It sounds very vague on my behalf. I speak to Paul within the dressing room. And what I did say to him was, as long as he's happy and he seems to be enjoying his cricket, then that's a good basis for us to sit down and see where his future lies.
Yeah, we talked last week about him going to Perth. You were quite happy with that. He left us all wondering when we interviewed him a few weeks ago when he first came back. Somebody asked him, what will you do come September? And he had a sort of wry smile on his face and said, we'll see. So that got everybody wondering what the see might be.
Yeah, he's getting to a stage where he's got to keep as many options as he possibly can. He's not going to play cricket for too much longer. And whether he has a life with cricket or without cricket, then that's his decision. And thankfully he's had a brilliant career, but he's still got a lot to offer if he commits himself to us.
Mm. And you'd like him to do that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's made a huge impact in the dressing room, as he always has done. And I think he's now getting into the rhythm of playing county cricket, if he can get into a rhythm with this particular structure. But he's getting into it now, and his professionalism shines through.